Jeannie, I remember when I was a young kid watching football, and there was a player for the Redskins, Dexter Manley, who admitted he could not read. He was
Absolutely.
a defensive end, and he went to Oklahoma State University. I don't know if he graduated from Oklahoma State, but he went there. And I couldn't understand how a gentleman in the NFL, top of his game, successful, admitted that he couldn't read. Is that possible?
Well, it's staggering, Dan. 50% of adults are functionally illiterate or totally illiterate, and they have been to school. And here's the problem. All you parents and teachers out there that are listening, here's what happens. The children are taught to memorize words by sight in first grade. They can do that, and then they can read the easy little books that use those. And then they add another couple hundred words in second grade and third grade. But then when they get to fourth grade, they start having harder materials, and all of a sudden the teachers and the school tell the parents, your child has a problem. Well, my child didn't have a problem for 3 years. What's the matter? Because all of a sudden now we're not doing the memorizing sight words. So what we have now in the whole country and in Colorado is only 35% of the students in school in 8th grade and 12th grade can actually read at a proficient level. That means can read the textbooks for that grade level. 65% cannot. And our government spent over $2 billion to find out how kids learn to read. And golly darn, what do you think they found out? Teach them the code of English, use decodable text to practice it, phonemic awareness, phonics, decodable text, fluency, comprehension, and you will have fluent readers again. And unfortunately, the book companies are still not doing that because they like the idea of selling to the schools 8 years of textbooks, 12 years of reading textbooks, remedial reading textbooks, dyslexia reading textbooks, special education reading textbooks. It's nonsense. The book companies have made billions of dollars, $9.2 billion a year in school materials. It's all money. It all goes to money, not what is best for the children and not making the country literate.
Jeannie, in 1987, President Reagan was in Reykjavik, Iceland, and I recall news reports that there was 0% literacy, or excuse me, 0% dyslexia
Yeah,
in that.
absolutely. Let me tell you, Dan, I have a gentleman, he's an older fellow, he worked construction with one of my sons, and he told my son he was dyslexic. My son said, oh, you got to talk to my mom. So I tested this guy, and he knew the sounds. It was really fast because he had been taught the sounds, but he had never been taught that you go left to right, not just across the page, but across each word. He had had sight reading, so he was mixing up was and saw and things like that because he was looking at the whole word instead of going left to right across the page. So I said, look, let me show you a simple thing. I made a plain white bookmark, and I started dragging it across the words, and I would only let him see the letter until he said that sound, and I forced his eyes to go left to right across the word and across the page. I showed him how to do it and how to practice doing that. He called me about 2 days later. He said, I want you to know that you cured my dyslexia in 30 minutes because nobody had ever, ever taught me that. And once I did that, and I retrained my brain and my eyes to only go left to right, not to look all over the page and look for pictures and everything, he said, I can read. It's amazing. And so that's why in other countries, they don't have dyslexia because they still use phonics, and Iceland is one of the places where they do that. So you can actually give people the symptoms of dyslexia by having them do sight words and look at pictures, and the child's eyes are going all over the page, and then the teacher says, oh my gosh, this child has dyslexia. They have the symptoms of dyslexia. It's absolutely nonsense.
Unbelievable.
There are true cases of dyslexia, but they're rarer than smallpox.